on the record.
It was a very busy and very long day in Canberra yesterday. At the National Press Club, Grace Tame and Brittany Higgins addressed a sold-out room of politicians, journalists and community leaders on the issue of gender-based violence. And later, the religious discrimination bill passed after an all-night debate as five Liberal MPs crossed the flue. Graham Watson, out in Perth, editor and presenter of RTRFM's All Things Queer, is on the line with us to bring us up to date. Good morning, Graham. Have you had any sleep?
I've had very little sleep, but I think politicians in Canberra have had even less.
I can imagine. So, Graham, an amended version of the federal government's religious discrimination bill has passed the lower house with Labor's backing after an all-night debate. What do you make of it?
Well, technically, the religious discrimination bill has passed without any amendments from Labor. There were a few government amendments that got through. The amendments that Labor did get up were to the Sex Discrimination Act, which is sort of being dealt with at the same time. It's quite an interesting turn of events. It was certainly an epic session. It was in Canberra a little before, I think, 5 a.m. When it all wrapped up. And of course, Parliament has to be back in, you know, is already back sitting in the lower house. The Senate will resume later today. Labor tried to put forward four key amendments to the legislation, and one of them, they was a tied vote. It was 62-62, and the Speaker had the deciding vote, obviously casting his vote with the government, so it was unsuccessful. That was a clause to try and bring in some anti-vilification bans into the legislation. Basically, what Labor was saying is that when the Prime Minister introduced this bill in his speech a few weeks ago, late last year into the Parliament, he said this bill will protect people who have religious belief from being vilified. And then they point out there's actually nothing in the bill to make that happen. So they were trying to get that put in. The speeches that Labor had for that were actually quite moving. They were quite powerful, but it did not get up. There was also some moves to make some changes to aged care and to remove what's called Clause 12, which is the statement of belief, this idea that people can just say something and it won't be they won't be able to be held accountable for it if they say this is my religious belief. There was a move to try and take that out, but that did not get up. The one which did get up was a change to a different act, the Sex Discrimination Act, which was to allow rules to stop people who are gay, lesbian and transgender being expelled from schools. And that was successful. Five Liberal members crossed the floor and voted with Labor and the crossbench to bring in something which the government did not want. And that is what has now moved up to the Senate.
That's good that that change has been made, but there's still a lot of work to do. I want to ask, can you characterise the response of the LGBTQ plus communities across Australia?
Well, I think, you know, that many different parts of the community are people who are LGBTIQA plus, so it is diverse and there is a diverse range of reactions. But I think that the majority one you're seeing is people just being over politicians, putting politics ahead of people, and having this discussions about people's rights and sexuality and gender identity being at the forefront of political discussion. And so much of what has occurred, you know, going all the way back to, you know, when the ban on same-sex marriage came in 2010, through to marriage equality being improved, through this idea that we had the Ruddock Review into religious freedom. It's just been a very, very long road. And once again, the LGBTI communities are just saying, why can't you just make the change and protect people? These are complex issues, but I think there's, you know, politics gets put ahead of people each time. And I think people are just kind of over the major parties at this point.
You're so right. The fact that our politicians are able to make decisions on people's human rights, it's honestly something that astounds me still to this day in 2022. Well, we should have these movements that are being pushed forward and people should be able to have the autonomy to make their own decisions about their lives. They shouldn't have to go through Parliament, which is why I want to ask you, Graham, why is this bill so important?
Well, I think this bill is probably not very important, would be the answer most people would give. It's been described as the solution in search of a problem. You know, the claim which is made is that people are, you know, being attacked because of their religion. They're being prevented from taking part in political discussion in Australia. And there's equally people who say, well, this just isn't true. And some of the examples which are put forward, some of them you might say have some basis. Some of them you would argue that we're really clutching at straws to try and find a reason for having this. The Greens leader, Adam Bandt, put it very bluntly in Parliament yesterday. He said the only reason we're having this legislation is because people in the right wing of the Liberal Party weren't happy with the marriage equality decision. And I think there's certainly an element of truth. You can draw a line straight back to that. But I think if you actually look at the political game being played here, it was quite an interesting day in politics. If you take away the human aspect of it, the effect this is having on people's lives, the people watching on, it's traumatic. But if you actually look at it from a political point of view, what it looks like the government were trying to do, maybe rather than solving a problem, was to create a problem for the Labor Party moving into the election. They were trying to draw a wedge between Labor's commitment to the LGBTI community and seats, especially in Western Sydney, where religious views are an election issue. It's something that people do care about in their vote. They were trying to make the Labor Party get stuck between those two places. And impressively, the Labor Party seems to have flipped this around, and it'll be interesting how it plays out in the Senate, because this could land back at Scott Morrison's seat, where he's either going to end up pulling his own bill, he's not going to be able to pass his own bill, they're going to run out of time. This may have been a bit of a backfire for the Prime Minister.
So a lot to unfold here. So, Graham, I have one last question for you. What do you think happens next?
Well, that is a very good question. There has been a collection of Liberal ministers out and coalition ministers, national members, saying that there is an unknown quantity, and now that we've passed this protection for trans students, we're talking about what will happen to same-sex schools. Will this be the end of women's sport in all girls' schools? Will school camps have to be cancelled? The Prime Minister actually had been talking about that transgender kids would have to wait 12 months for this to be sent to the Law Reform Commission for them to look at it. Last night he actually came and said maybe they could do it in 6 months, but that is not what got up. What got through is it being dealt with right now. And the Australian Christian Lobby has called their withdrawal for the bill. They're one of the major backers of it. They say the government should dump it. We have to wait and see if it will be brought forward in the Senate. There is only really today in the Senate for it to be taken care of. Will they extend hours and sit until the middle of the night? Will it all just die a death? Will it be rushed through? Who knows? Watch this space. It's going to be a very interesting day in the Australian Senate today.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. And, you know, I have a lot of these conversations on the record, and we normally have Jane Armstrong, who is a regular on our Fit a Happier segment, LGBTIQ plus representative as well. And we're constantly talking about why this is still happening in 2022, you know, where there's so much progressiveness amongst, especially our youth, I've noticed as well, why there's so much backlash still, even in politics. It's still something that needs to be changed. And it's great that you stayed up all night to watch the debate and see what had to unfold. And I'm keen to know what's going to happen next, but hopefully it'll be for good. So thank you so much for chatting with us, Graham. I hope you get a bit more sleep now. Thanks so much.
Sadly, it continues on. So I'll be watching.
It continues on, so you'll be up until the late hours again. Thanks so much, Graham. That was Out in Perth editor and presenter of RTRFM's All Things Queer. You can read more at outinperth.com, and All Things Queer will be back at 11 a.m. on Wednesday here on The Sound Alternative.